Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Michael Salzman back on the show. Michael's been a member of our Brain Trust now since he was a pup. Got him right out of high school. He's been hanging out here for 11 years or so. He's senior VP and partner at Berman & Company. He's a research director, and he is an expert in labor policy issues. And he's our good friend Michael Salzman. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you back. So, Michael, I was telling the audience before you got here about the concept of bellwether states. Years ago, 30 or more years ago, maybe 40, I heard about the concept of a bellwether. And when you apply it to a state, these are states that do things that when we hear about them in the news, it sounds either exciting or radical or frightening, but these states are actually, these are balloons that they float and they see if anybody will do it. Well, and it could be a pop culture thing. It could be, or it could be a political thing. And California, Texas, Florida, New York, seems like maybe Connecticut. There's about five or six bellwether states in the United States. California certainly is the top on the list. And in too many cases, more recently, Michael, California being a bellwether state has not been a good thing. What do you think?
Well, I think that's an excellent way to open the segment. I think California has, kind of boasted for years of kind of having some of the more kind of stringent labor laws, more, let's say, experimental employer mandates. And what's happened sometimes
those are all under the heading of how do we run more businesses out of the state? Go ahead.
Well, they're pitched as how do we make this state better for workers? But the net effect has been how do we run more out of the state?
Right.
The net effect has also been, I think, to make California increasingly unaffordable. I mean, the embarrassing headline this week for California is that it actually had a net loss in population, I think for the first time in its history.
Wow.
But what happens is California passes these laws, and I think as you indicated, they do it because they hope these ideas are exported. And so when you think about something like a paid sick leave mandate, that originated in the city of San Francisco. Even some of these healthcare mandates. I mean, San Francisco was sort of out front years ago with the healthcare security ordinance. You can kind of run down the list, but it all tends to start in California, and then kind of be picked up on by blue states elsewhere around the country.
Right. Right. And that's what makes them, bellwethers. And of course, AB 5, the anti-contractor law that has been part of California for a few years, a handful of years, is something that I warned people about last October when I was notifying people about what to expect from a Biden administration in terms of policy. This was one of them. And I said, be prepared for the Biden administration. This was in October now, for the Biden administration to export the California's AB 5 law and make it national. And he's doing that, isn't he? He's trying to do that right now.
Yeah, it's part of a pretty awful piece of legislation called the PRO Act, which has passed the House, and labor is seriously whipping votes right now to try and get a floor vote in the Senate. It has a number of nasty ideas, some of which originated in California. I think the one you're referring to, which is kind of known too popularly as the ABC test, makes it much more difficult for employers to classify or use somebody as an independent contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And unions love this idea because you know, they can't organize independent contractors, but
right.
they can organize employees. And so
the economy has not been built on unions. The economy has been built on entrepreneurs, and the seedbed, the headwaters of entrepreneurship in America is the contractor.
That's right. In fact, at a very basic level, it's a pure small business entrepreneurial mentality, because you're the person, especially for some of these folks who are, you know, a sole proprietor, let's say a freelance journalist, or maybe a sole proprietor. You know, my sister, she does party planning and balloons and things like that. I mean, it's all on her to build, to market,
that's
to
right.
do her business. She doesn't want to be anybody's employee. She wants to be doing what
and
she's
and one
doing.
Day, and what she's doing right now could one day make her the next richest person in the world. It could happen. It does happen. It has happened. We've seen it. We've watched this happen. We're going to come back with Michael Salzman and talk about something called the Fast Recovery Act, the so-called Fast Recovery Act. It's not really a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.